Worldview, Somalia Terror Group Al-Shabaab Attacks Nairobi, Kenya. By John Jason Akis on January 16, 2019. This morning's key headlines from generationaldynamics.com. Somalia Terror Group Al-Shabaab Attacks Nairobi, Kenya, Hotel Complex. Al-Shabaab continues to threaten Eastern Africa. Somalia Terror Group Al-Shabaab Attacks Nairobi, Kenya, Hotel Complex. CCTV footage, a suspected assailant in the Nairobi hole attack, Kenyans. The Somalia-based Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab attacked the luxury hotel Deuce at D2 in Nairobi, Kenya, on Tuesday, killing at least 15. Al-Shabaab is considered the deadliest terrorist organization in Africa and has conducted several spectacular terrorist attacks in Somalia and Kenya. The attack on Tuesday came 3 years to the day after Al-Shabaab extremists attacked a Kenyan military base in neighboring Somalia, killing scores of people. Tuesday's attack comes on the third anniversary to the day of an Al-Shabaab ambush on the El Ada camp in Somalia, killed 170 Kenyan soldiers. In April 2015, Al-Shabaab killed 147 students at the Garissa University College in Kenya. April 3, 2015 Worldview, Al-Shabaab kills 147 mostly Christian students in Kenya school. Al-Shabaab also conducted the horrific three-day terror attack on Nairobi's upscale Westgate Mall, killing 67 people. September 23, 2013 Worldview, Minnesota linked to Kenya shopping mall attack raises U.S. fears. The reason that the Westgate Mall attack lasted for 3 days is that the Nairobi police were ill-prepared to respond to it, and received a great deal of criticism as a result. The Dusit Hotel is less than 2 kilometers away from the Westgate Mall. Tuesday's attack on the Dusit Hotel was handled more efficiently by Nairobi's police, though it still lasted several hours. CCTV footage has emerged showing that there were 4 assailants who carried out the attack. The hotel is in a supposedly very secure part of Nairobi. But the attackers gained access to the hotel by hurling grenades at the security officers manning the gate. The Dusit Hotel complex consists of a number of buildings and many were attacked. Police went from building to building and rescued hundreds of people who were trapped in hotel rooms or offices. One of the CCTV images captured what appears to be a U.S. Navy SEAL rescuing civilians and then returning to the scene of the fighting. The Pentagon has U.S. special forces in a number of countries in Africa, describing their mission as advising and assisting. In Kenya, the U.S. has a small presence at Camp Simba, where they reportedly train naval special forces. Al-Shabaab continues to threaten Eastern Africa. Al-Shabaab is a Somalia-based terror group that has pledged allegiance to Al-Qaeda. In 2014, they debated changing allegiance to ISIS but rejected the change, resulting in the formation of a small splinter group. The group conducts massive terror attacks in Somalia, Kenya, and Tanzania. It has an estimated 3,000 to 6,000 members, including members that it has successfully recruited from the Somali diaspora in Minneapolis, Minnesota. In the case of the Westgate Mall attack, 3 terrorists were from the United States, including 2 from the Somali community in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul, region of Minnesota. Al-Shabaab's predecessors have been around in Somalia since the 1980s. During the 2000s, they were responsible for numerous pirate attacks on vessels off the coast of Eastern Africa. Since 2007, the African Union mission in Somalia, AMISOM, consisting of troops from Kenya, Burundi, Ethiopia, and Sierra Leone, have targeted the group. U.S. drone strikes and airstrikes have killed several of the group's leaders. Al-Shabaab's targets are usually governmental, with a stated goal of ejecting Western influence and converting Somalia into an Islamic Sharia state. The UN Security Council had ordered the withdrawal of AMISOM troops starting in October of last year, after which Somalia's security forces were expected to begin taking over. However, the withdrawal was postponed until February of this year. However, a recent spate of successful attacks, despite the presence of AMISOM troops, has given credence to the view that Somalia's security forces are too weak to take over, and the departure of AMISOM would result in the complete Al-Shabaab takeover of Somalia. Jamestown, October 12, 2018, and Council of Foreign Affairs, December 11, 2018, and International Crisis Group, September 21, 2018. Related articles. Al-Shabaab double bombing kills 16 people in Mogadishu, Somalia, December 23, 2018. New Somalia terror bombings again raise question of U.S. military strategy in Africa, October 29, 2017. U.S. sends dozens of troops to Somalia. First time since Black Hawk Down, April 15, 2017. Somalia's Al-Shabaab claims responsibility for religion-based Kenya attack, November 23, 2014. Minnesota linked to Kenya shopping mall attack raises U.S. fears, September 23, 2013. Al-Shabaab kills 147 mostly Christian students in Kenya school, April 3, 2015. Keys, Generational Dynamics, Kenya, Nairobi. Somalia, Al-Shabaab, Dusit D2 Hotel. Westgate Mall, El Ata Camp, Garissa University College. Westgate Mall, Minneapolis, African Union Mission in Somalia. AMISOM, Burundi, Ethiopia, Sierra Leone. Permanent web link to this article. Receive daily worldview columns by email. equals